You need a guarantee?
Yes.
We'll catch the guy, I said. I guarantee it.
When?
Soon.
You know this?
I expect it. We always catch him.
Not always. Remember the guy who killed his wife and wrapped her in a blanket in the back of the Saab?
We did catch that guy. We just couldn't... All right, almost always. We almost always catch him. This guy will catch, I promise you.
What if you're wrong?
If I'm wrong, I'm sure you'll tell me all about it.
No, I mean if you're wrong and some poor kid gets hurt.
That won't happen, Lori.
She frowned, giving up.
There's no arguing with you. It's like running into a wall over and over again.
We're not arguing, we're discussing.
You're a lawyer, you don't know the difference. I'm arguing.
Look, what do you want me to say, Lori?
I don't want you to say anything. I want you to listen. You know, being confident isn't the same as being right. Think. We might be putting our son in danger.
She pressed her fingertip to my temple and shoved it, a gesture half playful, half pissed off.
Think.
She turned away, laid her book atop a wobbly pile of others on her night table, and lay down with her back to me, curled up, a kid in an adult body.
Here, I said, scooch over.
With a series of body hops, she moved backward until her back was against me, until she could feel some warmth or sturdiness or whatever she needed from me at that moment. I rubbed her upper arm.
It's going to be all right.
She grunted.
I said, I suppose makeup sex is out of the question.
I thought we weren't arguing.
I wasn't, but you were, and I want you to know it's okay. I forgive you.
Ha ha! Maybe if you say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
You don't sound sorry.
I am truly, deeply sorry. Truly.
Now say you're wrong.
Wrong?
Say you're wrong. Do you want it or not?
So just to be clear, all I have to do is say I'm wrong and a beautiful woman will make passionate love to me.
I didn't say passionate. Just regular.
Okay, so, say I'm wrong and a beautiful woman will make love to me, completely without passion but with pretty good technique. That's the situation?
Pretty good technique?
Astounding technique.
Yes, counselor, that's the situation.
I put away my book, McCullough's Biography of Truman, atop a slippery pile of slick magazines on my own night table, and turned off the light. Forget it. I'm not wrong.
Doesn't matter.
You already said I'm beautiful.
I win.